Living in Limbo. This is returning to our series on the Galilee Basin. Living in limbo probably sums up what many communities in central Queensland are feeling after years of wrangling over plans to expand coal mining in the Galilee Basin. We've been taking you into the heart of some of those communities this week. Yesterday, we heard about the struggles of the town of Bowen, which is suffering from the years of delays to the projects. Today, our reporter Cathy Van Exstel hits the road again, travelling a couple of hours down the coast to Mackay, where the community has been in dire straits economically since the abrupt end of the mining boom a few years ago.
MineStart is about having the right people with the right training in your operation.
During the resources boom, Mackay-based Mastermind trained hundreds of coal mine workers in purpose-built centres in Brisbane and Mackay. With coal prices remaining low, Managing Director Tony Caruso is cutting back.
At the moment, there's no demand for new labour to come into the mining industry, so we've decommissioned the centre in Brisbane and we've wound back the centre in Mackay.
Like many companies in Mackay, Mastermind is making hard decisions to survive the mining industry downturn. Over the past few years, there's been a steady stream of business closures, departures and downsizing. Tony Caruso says the pain is ongoing.
It was a very savage end to what was a really, you know, golden period in the region. Everything moved back into our normal maintenance and operation cycle, and because coal prices have remained so subdued, companies are doing their best to preserve cash, so they're deferring a lot of their maintenance activity and a lot of that operational support activity, and that's having an effect on the businesses here in Mackay. What probably is cause for concern is when it's going to come back on and just how long we have to endure the current economic climate before we start to see things come back on.
To stimulate the local economy, Mackay Regional Council has developed a $3 million community building scheme. It's also put a freeze on rate rises, pruning council's operating costs instead. Mayor Deirdre Comerford, who's up for re-election in March, says the effects of the downturn have been felt across the community.
We rode that wave for a good 10 years that has never been seen before in Australia. And when it went off the boil, it really was like a tap being turned off. And they've made the companies locally sharpen their pencils till there's nothing much in it at all. You're keeping your doors open just to have it cash flow come in and out, and unfortunately businesses have gone under.
The mayor can't say how many businesses have closed down over the past few years, but there's been a steady stream of closures of companies both directly involved in the mining industry and indirectly, including retail. For many, it hasn't simply been a case of returning to the pre-boom days.
There's a lot more doing the same than ever before. Now we've just got a phenomenal amount of hardware stores. There was money to be made and people invested here. So it is hard now to try and get that same customer to come and shop at your shop, where pre-busy times you didn't have that competition.
Late last year, Porter's Hardware and Building Supplies announced a program of voluntary redundancies. It's a fifth-generation family business that's been operating for 130 years.
Hello.
A block away from Porter's, Kylie Porter runs a marketing business and is president of Mackay Region Chamber of Commerce.
Nobody wants to face administration, bankruptcy, a redundancy. So that's been exceptionally hard to deal with. And then I think that we've copped an extreme confidence downer. So because conditions change so quickly, we didn't have any time to adjust. It was just pretty well crisis stations. We lost a lot of businesses. We also have lost a lot of people. You know, they're just not the jobs that were here, you know, which was supporting, you know, a whole heap of sectors, not directly mining related, but business sectors.
Where is Mackay now, do you think?
Personally, yes, I think we have reached the bottom. Does that mean that that's the end of local business closures or hard decisions, you know, businesses making hard decisions? Absolutely not. What Mackay did to cope with boom was build a lot of houses, we had a lot of construction, so now we have a lot of empty properties in town. Your whole construction industry locally is on its knees. So in that sector, in the construction industry, a long way away from pre-boom levels.
Mackay suffered a population exodus. Estimates vary from a few thousand people to up to 30,000. Realtor Greg Chappell believes up to 5,000 families have left Mackay.
Could you let me know what your maximum price was that you're looking at spending per week?
Greg Chappell is the principal of PRD Nationwide Mackay. When the boom ended, Those who bought at the peak suffered immediate big losses.
They just didn't predict that it would have finished so quickly. It finished and continued a bit of a downslide from about July 2012 to where we are now, which is around 3.5 years.
So you see signs of some recovery in the market?
There's certainly some green shoots in the marketplace and in volumes of sales. No real price increase yet, but that's where it starts.
What would you say is the occupancy rate now?
It's sitting somewhere between that 8 and 10%, somewhere like that.
Clearly, there's been a lot of speculation over the years about the opening up of the Galilee Basin. Is that a factor at this stage?
It will certainly have an effect. There is no doubt the Galilee Basin and the coal rail link between there and Bowen Abbott Point would make a sizeable difference to Mackay's economy.
Kylie Porter says Mackay is well placed to play an important role in the opening up of the Galilee Basin.
We have this enormous amount of intellectual property now associated with how to deliver really complex, you know, technology-rich projects in the mining space that we've worked really hard to get there.
For a company like Mastermyne, it's a significant opportunity. Tony Caruso hopes to secure training contracts with the proponents.
We've had a number of the proponents here in Mackay talking to our suppliers, and it's public information that some contracts or letters of intent have already been issued for some parts of the operations. Everything hinges now on the approval process.
Mayor Deirdre Comerford says developing the Galilee Basin has the potential to buoy Mackay's economy, but it won't be the city's saviour.
We will certainly benefit from the operational phase and from the construction phase.
Does Mackay's fortunes rely on the development of that basin, though?
It'll be enhanced by it. I think we've learnt from these tough few years that you can't put all your eggs in any one basket. So we've got to try and make every post a winner, and this will be just a great enhancement to have.
That's Deirdre Comerford. She's the Mayor of Mackay. Ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And tomorrow, in the final story in Cathy's series on the opening up of the Galilee Basin in central Queensland, we're going to hear from some of the landholders directly impacted by the massive coal mining projects.